When you think about what's taken place in the Middle East, and we've talked about that in an earlier program.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Highlight.
I think about
this. Keeping the conversation light.
You know, President Barack Obama is our president, and he's the one that's there during this rapid transformation, fundamental transformation of the world and of America. But things just don't happen. And when I was doing a little studies, and I'm looking here, and I remember when President George Bush, and a lot of things that people are talking about today, and they're saying, you know, President Barack Obama did this, and he did that, and he did this. No, actually, he's utilizing a lot of things that President George W. Bush put into play. He's the one that brought in the Patriot Act. He's the one that did these different things. And he, with Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, they worked out a plan in Israel where they were going to divide the land. And you have to understand that you can't just divide the land. You can't. I mean, everybody in the last days, we're all going to be gathered to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and God's going to judge all of us, all the nations, based on what we did with the land of Israel. And if we divided that land up, and the prime minister at the time, of course, today is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, an amazing man. But he wasn't the prime minister during that time. Why President George Bush, George W. Bush, was the president. The prime minister was Barack. And his name actually means something about land.
Wow.
I can't remember what it means. But it reminds me, too, about, I think it was Deborah. I think the leader then was Barack and the prophet Deborah, you know, prophetess Deborah. You know, she said, what do I do with this? And he says, well, the men are basically not going to do it. And so she did it, and God called her to do it. And they had no problem. And he said, well, okay, if she's going to do it, then she's going to get all the glory for this. But that's Barack, by the way. But the interesting thing, so when President George W. Bush was president, he and Condoleezza Rice and all of his advisors, they said with their policies and procedures that if they'll just give this land, it's a two-state solution, if they'll just give this land to the Palestinians, give it over to them, because that was Israel's land when Prime Minister Barack was in office over Israel, then there will be peace. Because what the Palestinians want, they just want their own piece of land. They want a two-state solution. There's no such thing as a two-state solution. Every solution, as you've heard us over and over again, and we've played all the clips and all the, that's not what they want. What they want is a caliphate. They want they want ISIL. They want all this land over here, and they want Israel pushed into the sea. And so that's what happened under President George W. Bush. Now, isn't it interesting that in, I guess, 2008, God gives America our own Barack. I mean, think about that. And what does he lead? He leads, based on reports and what's happening under this current administration, the most divisive, everything that could be divided is being divided. He taught, according to the Chicago Tribune, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. He taught it for like 4 years. He's been mentored at a distance from Saul Alinsky. He worked hand in hand with a mentored daughter of Saul Alinsky's, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And they worked together, and it's all about divide. I mean, God gave us division. I mean, you think about it. Everything's divided. It's like, it doesn't matter the fact of, it's like, well, which side is these folks on? It's like, they're on any side. They're just trying to divide everything. It's called, you have to polarize before you organize. You have to divide everything. So we divided Israel under George W. Bush and Condoleezza Rice. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Barack. And so God gives us in 2008, President Barack Obama, who divides. I mean, I'm surprised that they haven't been divided yet. You know what I'm saying? Everything that can be divided is being divided. I mean, you have ups and downs and lefts and rights and race and all these different things going on. It's like, how much more division can they be? And according to the prophetic dream given to Rick Joyner just a couple of days ago, he says from the Lord, was that 48 states will be divided.
Wow.
And DC's divided, and Congress is divided, and the judiciary branch is divided, and the church is divided, and every issue is about division. And so we can sit here and say we wrestle against flesh and blood, or we can say, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. We can say men are in control and they have all these evil plans, or we can say many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord's plans are the ones that prevail. Mm-hmm. That all of men's strength cannot prevail against the wisdom and the ways of God. We can say either God is God and God's in control, and we should not have messed with Israel. We should not have told them to give up Gaza. This war they just had, and it's all justified in the fact that they have their own little country now given to the Palestinian people there, which was Israel prior to that. And we said, you know, you needed a roadmap to peace, you know, whatever it was called, a two-state solution. And when President Barack Obama became president, he inherited, not only, as President Bush said, that they got drunk on Wall Street and went crazy with the different things that happened, but the economic crisis, but he inherited the fact that America's leaders divided up the land. Mm-hmm. And then you're looking at this whole thing has been progressing to the point, well, who's going to be our next president? Well, if we pray to the Lord, you know, maybe God's going to hear from heaven and he's going to touch the nation and we'll have, you know, a godly leader. And I'm not saying godly or ungodly, but I can tell you what God laid on my heart maybe two and a half years ago was, and I don't remember, I have it had it sitting on my desk, every bit of it there, was that you're going to see Panetta come back up. You're going to see him surface, and he's going to be, you know, laying the groundwork, and you're going to see him with coming together with a potential I guess President Hillary Clinton, that would be something that want. And they would come together and start formulating, and we'd see that happen. And out of the woodwork, you know, just this week comes Panetta. He writes a book. He criticizes, he says that this ISIS battle in the Middle East is going to be a 30-year war. Mm, wow. 30-year war. And he's obviously, he's been over, you know, the Secretary of Defense, he's been CIA, but a lot of folks don't know that he's been with the Clintons for a long, long time.
Long time.
Long, long time. And so you're looking at a team coming together. And this is the question is, what does this team think about Israel? Mm-hmm. What does this team think about America and Israel's relationship? Well, based on the reports that we've read, that it was under President Clinton's administration that CARE was even formed. So these 120 leaders, these scholars from Islam who were part of the Director of Council on American Islamic Relations, and that's what CARE stands for, Council on American Islamic Relations, that began under President Bill Clinton. So you're seeing this whole thing come full circle. You're looking, the Secretary of State, the most traveled in many, many, many years, was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And she was the one sitting in Egypt working with Morsi, wow, the Muslim Brotherhood. Her assistant that was unvetted, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, was the daughter of a strong man and strong woman leader in the Muslim Brotherhood. These are the ones that have embraced the Muslim Brotherhood as the answer to the Middle East and homeland security and all that. And so we're starting to see these things unfold. And so you think about it, we're just looking at, you know, things just don't just happen. And there is, America's based on the Constitution. And the Constitution says that all of our rights come from God. And I encourage you, it'd be a shame that the only time you've read the Constitution is when it's something that was talked about in the history books of a nation that used to exist called America. Mm. But if you read it, you'll understand, wait a minute, you have a role to play in this because it is a government made up of the people, which means for 530 folks to be able to control the 330 million in America, they can't just be a king and just force it. They have to convince enough people to go along with it. And one of the rules for radicals, one of the rules is something like, if you tell a lie long enough, mm-hmm. I mean, how many people talk about global warming like it's just some legitimate type thing. It's like, yeah, Jesus told us about global warming. It's called hell, you know. Right. It's going to be hot as hell. And so that's going to happen. And he said to follow him, don't make the earth your God. You know, we should be good caretakers of the earth, but it doesn't become a religion. And so people talk about global warming, and we talk about the rules for radicals again when he says you do something that everybody will, you got to find an issue that everybody agrees upon and then stick with it, like pollution. I mean, he spells it out in Rules for Radicals, pollution. Mm-hmm. And you can see this. Go to VFNTV.com, go to The Torch, drop down, you'll see series there. And the series is called Saul Alinsky, and there's another viewpoint of organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. But you need to understand that this is what's going on. And you don't want to be organized by people who have maybe good intentions, but if it's not God, it's evil. You know, if it's organized and it's outside the ways of God. And I have a letter on my desk we're going to make available, and the thesis former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had written about Saul Alinsky, because he was one that mentored her, and he went to a church in Chicago based on reports that she was there, and she kind of latched onto him, and he wanted to change things. And this is in the 60s, I guess, 70s. Mm-hmm. And but she writes this letter to Saul Alinsky, and she talks about, you know, I was looking for you, something like that, and I didn't talk, so I was thinking maybe the revelation happened. You think about that. The book of Revelation talks about the taking away. Mm. And the worst lie of all is a religious lie. When you think you're doing God's work, but you're actually doing Lucifer's work. And when the book Rules for Radicals, the one that she was talking to, wrote a book when he was in jail, and he dedicated the book to Lucifer. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think the revelation would be the revelation of John on the Isle of Patmos. Not this John, but... And so... these techniques are being used. And so we can get involved by praying, begin to pray for protection for Israel. Understand, some people think if we could just solve this Middle East problem, we can solve everything. Every presidential administration since Israel became a nation or began to form a nation has been focused on how to solve all this. And there's been some promises made. You can go back. You can learn so much. We're just learning history out loud so we can all learn together. And it's available for you. You can go back and watch the previous programs. But understanding the Middle East until, you know, it's going to be all God's. I mean, God's, there's going to be a huge land grab. You know, and Israel's going to expand to the Euphrates and to the Nile. It's going to be stretched out. And it's probably going to be Psalms 83 when that all comes into play. And it looks like things are being set up right now. Well, we can start saying, you know, God, we'd like to have godly leadership. You know, we would like to have godly leadership. Understand that if you counted the elected people in Washington, D.C., it's like 530 folks. 530. I think that's less than 1,000. It's less than 600 people. It's 530. Now, if you count the population of America, it's 330 million. I mean, think about it. You got 330 million, and then you have 530 million. And the Constitution says, right here, you get your little pocket Constitution. It says, you know, we the people. Now, the we the people is for the 330 million. And he says that all of our rights come from our Creator. And I was watching a little clip from the Bill Maher show that they had on Fox News, and an actor called Ben Affleck. Affleck. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Affleck. I think of the duck. For sure it's Affleck. And so he's arguing on the case of ignorantly, which means he doesn't know what he's talking about, mm-hmm. on Islam. Well, the two atheists know more about Islam than he knows about him, because he had Sams and you had Bill Maher, who are open atheists, who are standing up, by the way, stronger for the reality of Islam than the church is today. And so Ben Affleck says, he says, it's sort of like our Constitution or our founding. He says that all of our rights He said that all of our rights come from our founding fathers. I'm like, creator is what it says. I mean, he couldn't even say the word creator. I'm thinking like, aha, if you can't, he says, if you can't even that's say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that's the Antichrist.
Wow.
It's a spirit of, couldn't, I was like, he was like, I was like, it's called creator, man. Wow. Our rights didn't come from our founding fathers. They knew better. They knew that there had to be a balance of government because men in their, in our own state is evil. We need checks and balances and all this. But we'll maybe make that available to you. There's some language in there that was beeped out that might not be beeped out. But this the atheists were making a better argument about the truth of Islam. And one thing that was said was, as they were trying to reason with Aflac, was that they took a survey in Egypt. They took a survey in Egypt of the Muslims there. And 90%, according to what they're saying, 90% said that death is a is okay for those who leave the faith. And so they're looking at Aflac. And they were, you know, obviously at some point he's going to come too, right? Yeah, right. And he just kicks in there and defends. He says, listen, he says, if Brazil had a law, if 90% of the people, Brazilians said, if you leave Catholicism, if we think you deserve death, we would be saying something. And you look at Aflac, and Aflac, he's just like, where did you come from? You're an actor, man. You don't really, what are you?
He's playing
you
know, Batman.
You play part. Are you getting paid
he's
money for this
Batman.
Part?
Yeah.
You're an actor. Remember, you play people, but you're not really, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, hopefully you got paid for that part. Anyway, so just think about it. And it's like he was so mindset. He's arguing. You have somebody that can't even say creator. Arguing with two people who deny God's existence about Islam. And one thing the atheists, openly professing atheists, understood was that the Quran and Islam is a big, bad bag of bad ideas. It's like, you know, it's all these different things.
Right.
And it was just, you have to understand, we have to, when you understand, we have on the VFN Torch, we have, you know, a whole section of it to help us better understand Islam and Christianity. We have Islam 101 and Christianity 101, but we put the Quran side by side with the Bible so you can see that they're the antithesis of each other, the opposite. Mm. When you read Revelation, which understand most people probably, maybe even the person that's teaching you don't read the Bible. 81% of Christians don't even pick it up. 19% or so that do, or 17% that do, don't make life-changing decisions based on that. So it's 3%. You got to find that 3%. But when you read Revelation, remember, our God's going to come in the clouds. He's going to come from the sky. Jesus went up. He's going to come down. Well, in the Quran, that their Savior, their Messiah, is going to come out of the ground, a hole in the ground.
Hmm.
It's written in the Quran, Aflac. It's going to come from a hole in the ground. So they're the opposites. And we say that the beast, you know, Satan is going to have a system set up where he's going to put a mark on everybody, and you can't buy or sell without the mark. And we say that's bad.
Yeah, right? The Bible says, right?
The Bible. Right. We mean the Bible. That's what I'm saying, not me. It would be the Bible. Right. And then the Quran says their Messiah is going to come out of ground, and he's going to put a mark on everybody. And they say, or not they, but the Quran says, that's good.
Right.
Okay. Left or right, yes or no, right is wrong. Aflac, understand that they're the total opposites. And if you won't stand up and you won't fight for Christianity the way that you're fighting for something you don't even understand, Islam, I mean, the atheist explained, he says, you don't even know anything. He goes, no, actually, I'm well studied on Islam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, Right. Understand, you know, you need Jesus, man. You know, you're an actor, man. You're an actor, man. And remember this, even though you're moved with emotions, when actors act, they're not really that person.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, bro.
You know, some people are buying into characters, and people so buy into those characters that people do crazy things trying to come out of those characters because they only see me as this person that I acted as. But the truth is, they're not even that part. They're acting out of script. Mm-hmm. One good example is for years, and you have to remember this as parents, that they presented a young girl through scripts and had her act out for years in front of a lot of parents as a Miley Cyrus. And all these parents and all the church girls are following this Miley Cyrus. But they were following an actor. It was an actor.
Hannah Montana? Was it?
Hannah Montana.
Whatever it was.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
And so what she had to do was to break out of that. She tried to show her true colors, who she really was. She's like, I am not the person I acted like. I'm an actor. Mm-hmm. And so now she acted like a fool. She took all her clothes off and did all these kind of terrible things. But you see, you should have never bought into the fact that what you saw on your television screen or your movie screen is that person. I mean, be real careful when you're listening to an actor. Mm-hmm. You know, actors are, once you got to know them first, they're not their role. But it's a shame that an atheist defends the cause of humanity greater than is, you know. Where's the church and understanding Islam is not? And so understand this. So then to support Islam, we're going to break. To support Islam, you are saying this, because the Quran says this, that Jesus has to come back. He is going to come back. And they do talk about, they have a name for Jesus in the Quran. He has to repent before calling himself the Son of God, and he'll help the man that comes out of the hole. You should have no part of that if you call yourself a Christ follower, a Christian. You have to understand, you have to say no to that and many, but understand specifically the anti-Jesus Christ as the Son of God religion. You can't. You can have no fellowship, no agreement. What does light and dark have to walk with each other? Yes, you know, if it's a peaceful religion, like it really ain't in regards to what President Bush said, is it really a peaceful religion? Well, now you're seeing heads taken off, and you're seeing women oppressed, and you're seeing homosexuals killed. I mean, that's not what God says. God tells everybody he loves them, and he wants to win them to him, bring them in the family. He says, such were some of you. But that's what that does. And so, as a matter of fact, we're going to have for you in a future program an actual Sharia court. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.